From Exposing the Darkness, Dr. Mike Yeadon, we haven't got the submicroscopic infectious particles called viruses. That's bullshit. One-time or recurring donations can be made through Ko-fi. What aren't they telling you? Please join Exposing the Darkness News on Telegram. Former Pfizer VP Michael Yeadon claims that viruses and person-to-person contagion do not exist, calling both concepts lies used to justify vaccines. In the interview, he argues that injections bypass the body's natural defenses and suggests historical medicine falsely promoted contagion narratives. He also claims there is no historical evidence of contagion in ancient writings and describes vaccines as built on what he sees as false assumptions about viruses and disease transmission. Source: Sense Receptor. Former Pfizer VP and allergy and respiratory disease expert Michael Yeadon. We haven't got the submicroscopic infectious particles called viruses. That's bullshit. We don't have contagion of a sick person to a well person. That's bullshit. Virus lie plus contagion lie equals vaccine lie. A friend of mine pointed out that in 6,000 years of writing of every culture on the planet, you will find no mention of contagion. No mention of contagion. Funny, you would think they would have noticed that this clip of Yeadon, a former Pfizer vice president and expert in allergies and respiratory diseases, is taken from an interview with James DeLinpole posted to the DeLinpod Rumble channel on April 27, 2026. Partial transcription of clip: contagion does not happen. So if you choose to believe me, if your mission is to decide for yourself, we haven't got the submicroscopic infectious particles called viruses. That's bullshit. We don't have contagion of a sick person to a well person. That's bullshit as well. But you need both of those lies, don't you, in order that vaccines make any sense? But they're both false. And if any one of them is false, you're being lied to. They're both false. You're being lied to. Why is it diabolical magic? Why is this so important? Two things to tell you. One is why it's so important, and you'll I reeled over with horror when I sussed it, and I hope you will too. And then I'm going to remind you something very peculiar happens with people who don't go along with this nonsense. And it happens nowhere else in your professional existence, which I think ties in with what I'm about to tell you. So it's the only thing you routinely do now, where you get a hollow metal needle and you jab it into a human being. And then you close the plunger on the syringe, and whatever is in that syringe ends up inside your body. It's got through all your defenses in one go. Remember I told you your skin is really brilliant? Your skin is an incredible, it's like three different layers stratified outside layer. Then you've got the dermis and the epidermis and so on, and then small blood vessels underneath that will weep if you cut yourself and throw defenses to keep you clean from the outside invasions from the outside world. Your skin's brilliant. It's a huge organ. And then, your lungs have got this lining of sticky stuff that wafts out, keeps you safe. And then your stomach, as I say, it sterilizes whatever you eat. God and nature have given you an incredibly well-defended fortress, and you occupy that space for your life. But if you can jab a hollow needle, you go bypass your digestive system, you bypass your breathing, you bypass your skin's mighty defenses, and you can inject whatever the hell you like into a human being. So that's why they chose the injection. And I think you need this diabolical lie of stupid, inventive viruses and understandable, but not through contagion. A friend of mine pointed out that in 6,000 years of writing of every culture on the planet, you will find no mention of contagion. No mention of contagion. Interestingly, funny, you would think they would have noticed that long before we whatever. I'm not sure, but I think the contagion narrative probably was going to be like 1700-1800. I think the people that started scarifying, which was to cut repeatedly the skin and then shove cowpox pus into people, that Jenner experiment, you know, that it's another lie, you know, the heroic theorists, the heroic figures of science and medicine, I'm afraid, they're mostly made up, just like the heroic figures of literature are probably, mostly, but I just want to tell you one, so that's the lie, viruses, contagion, and vaccines, and I write it down as a mathematical equation, virus lie plus contagion lie equals vaccine lie, related articles.